November 14th from 10 to midnight.
Good morning. The time is 9:59, and you're going to stay tuned at 10 for Chris Andre hosting Air Cascadia here on KBOO Portland. Today, Chris Andre's guest is Jonah Minkoff-Zern, campaign co-director, Democracy is for People and Public Citizen. At 10:15, we got flashpoints, historic events, elections in Burma, also low-wage fast food workers walk out in support of a $15 an hour minimum wage, and also an update on the recent presidential elections in Haiti. At 11 o'clock on the Dirtbag, Glenn Andreessen and Jim Gilbert speak about growing nuts in Western Oregon, and they're also going to discuss blooming plants that will brighten your way as the days become shorter. And for now, it's 10 o'clock. We go to Air Cascadia.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, November 11th, 2015, Armistice Day. You're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM on the web. Today's guest, indeed, Jonah Minkoff-Zern. He is the campaign co-director of Democracy is for People with Public Citizen. We've just got a very few headlines, and the reason I do like to do headlines, and we're going to bring back the weather as well, is that it is the individual discrete story that is important, because we forget that instantly. But when you take headlines all together, that's the story. That's what we need to look at. Every day, there is a whole narrative. We are literally writing history as we breathe. So on that note, and just to highlight our upcoming guest, there was the Citizens United decision, this odious decision that opened the floodgates for money to invade pretty much every aspect of our lives, except for the fact that we don't get any of it. We just get messed with by it. But another dark corner of the Citizens United decision was it unleashed an extraordinary degree of influence, corporate influence, over war and peace. Think about it. Corporations awarded federal contracts, including Pentagon contractors, should be required to disclose their political donations to candidates and super PACs. We really do need to know which political campaigns are funded by companies to whom our tax dollars are awarded. It is imperative that corporations that profit from war, our wars of choice, are no longer able to hide their donations in super PACs that support intervention and oppose deals like the Iran nuclear agreement. That's why that agreement was so bundled about, was because there was money at stake. They don't care about people killing one another in that part of the world. It's going on at an incredible rate of degree of violence right now. Do they care? No, they don't. But corporations that dictate our government's policies, those corporations are making money from wars of choice. And that said, we're going to just riff through the headlines that are going to make up today's story. An executive order signed by the president would require federal contractors to disclose this political spending. That would be that, in my opinion, is the top headline for today. Also, there is a narrow petition circulating right now to tell the Department of Justice to investigate attacks on Planned Parenthood as acts of what they actually are. Wait for it. It's domestic violence. That's what it is. Let's just call it that. And Black Lives Matter, apparently in Portland so much that someone is surveying the Black Lives Matter hashtag. Oregon's Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum says she's outraged. Ellen should have known what was going on in her own Department of Justice. In Washington, D.C., on the 9th of November, we did speak with Reverend Graylin Hagley. He was at a protest in action over several days against the presence of Benjamin Netanyahu. That demonstration met up with another march and blockade, Our Generation, Our Choice. It was composed of young people with a lot to lose from climate chaos. So the climate people and the boycott sanction when the two marches met, they combined in their strengths and marched together, something that you don't see from most of the protest demonstrations so far that occur on the right, when and if those do. USA Today reports that fast food workers are demanding a $15 an hour wage. As they walked out in dozens of cities on Tuesday, it kicks off a year-long campaign. This from Arun Gupta, who's in Seattle right now. And after more than a decade of legal battles, the Cowlitz Indian tribe has received 156 acres of land to call their own. The sad fact being here that First Nations, the whole country, is land that they ought to be able to call their own. That, after all, is what exactly it is. Now, we want to welcome Jonah Minko of CERT, campaign co-director with Democracy is for People and Public Citizener. Welcome to the KBOO airwaves, Jonah.
Thank you so much for having me.
We are so glad to have you here to talk a little bit about what Obama could potentially do and why it is imperative that we call, that we sign the petition. There's a petition circulating. Don't feel helpless, listeners. Find that petition, sign it, call the White House. The number is 202-456-1111, and you might want to mention the Trans-Pacific Partnership as well. But this is indeed a game changer, and it's something that most people aren't aware of. Could you please talk about what this particular angle of the Citizens United decision, which has unleashed this extraordinary degree of corporate influence over War and Peace? How did this happen? What actually, how does it work?
Sure. So, as most people listening probably know, Citizens United ruling really, you know, money in politics was already a problem in this country. And I think we have to be aware that Citizens United didn't cause the problem, it just made it worse. But the Citizens United ruling stated that corporations and unions have the same constitutional rights as individuals. Well, it didn't state that. That was the background. And it said because they have the same rights as individuals and because money is speech, so because corporations are people and money is speech, that corporations and unions have a right to spend unlimited amount of money to influence the outcome of elections. And basically, it's made it so our elections, the amount of money being spent in our elections has dramatically increased since then. For example, in the 2012 presidential election, over $7 billion was spent to elect the president and on federal elections, over $7 billion. So if we think about our contribution, you know, my $20 or $40 that I can give to a candidate that I support, it's just dwarfed by the amount of money that's coming in from large special interests, and especially right now from wealthy donors. In the 2016 presidential election, the New York Times just put out a really powerful analysis that shows that 158 families have spent over half the money spent on the presidential election. And that's just profound. You know, we talk about the 1% and protesting against the 1%. This is 158 families that have spent over half the money on the presidential election. And, you know, they want a return on their investment. And that's what's happening, that things really have gotten out of control with campaign spending. And I can talk more about kind of the deeper effects of Citizens United, but let me talk specifically about the executive order for a few minutes. We're working to ask, so it's been 5 years, 295 days, 4 hours, and 7 minutes since the Citizens United ruling. There's a website, citizensunitednoaction.org, where you can track that time. So, and Obama has done nothing to curb or act on the impacts of Citizens United, neither has Congress.
So how has it happened that corporations now can influence the nation's wars of choice? This is terrifying. What Citizens United really did, in my opinion, is create perfect conditions for the corporatization of every branch of government. And in this case, we see influence over actually war.
Yeah, absolutely. And an example is there was over $11 million spent, and actually I believe it ended up being over $30 million spent in opposition to the Iran deal, to the to the peace negotiations and it's important to note people can fight back still. Like, we can't feel powerless against it. So we did, the Congress did uphold the negotiations with Iran and the peace deal with Iran. But there was in the end over $30 million spent against it, trying to defeat it. And that's just one example of how war machines and warmongers are working to influence policy with their money. And in another example, we don't know how much money. And this executive order that we're working for, the trying to get Obama to issue an executive order to require federal contractors. So basically, 70% of Fortune 500 companies are federal contractors, most big corporations, to just reveal their donors, to reveal who they're giving money to, their political spending in elections. And we would see more what's happening. But we know, for example, that Lockheed Martin spends about $15 million a year in lobbying. And they're not spending $15 million a year in lobbying because they're trying to influence better education policy or healthcare. They want a return on their investment. Figures show that there's an enormous return on an investment, when someone spends money on lobbying or spends money to influence an outcome of election, they're doing it for a return. So, for example, and again, a lot of money is not disclosed, but we know that there was $5.8 billion spent on lobbying from 200 corporations between 2007 and 2012. And during the same time, those companies received $4.4 trillion in federal business. So they got $760 for every dollar they spent in lobbying.
That's extraordinary. How does this work, though? Corporations that do profit from wars of choice are currently able to hide their donations in super PACs that support intervention and oppose peace deals. What's the mechanism so they are profiting from the wars of choice? Can you take us through the process by which that they're able to do that?
Sure. So if a corporation wants to influence elections and they don't want to let people know that they're doing that, which is generally the case, then they give the money to a 501c4, which is a welfare organization is how they're classified. So these welfare, it's actually separate from the super PACs. It's the 501c4s that is where the corporations are putting their money. And the 501c4s, like the Chamber of Commerce, then spend the money to influence the outcome of elections, but we don't get to see who's spending the money. An example, Aetna, the healthcare company, it was disclosed that they accidentally disclosed their campaign contributions, and they had given over $7 million to right-wing organizations to influence elections. So, obviously they're concerned with keeping private healthcare and making sure that any healthcare legislation going forward is profitable to them. And that's just one example of how, you know, our general lives are impacted by this spending, and we can't even see how it's being impacted. And when people do see how it's being impacted, they take action to change things. And the Chamber of Commerce is really frightened. Or go ahead, sorry.
No, the Chamber of Commerce is frightening, actually.
They're frightening, but they're also frightened. And they said, you know, they said that if Obama issues an executive order requiring disclosures, that all options are on the table, like they say about Libya every day, all options are on the table. That's a paraphrase, and I don't have the exact quote in front of me, but that's a paraphrase of what their chief lobbyist said, and that's a threat of violence.
It is indeed. We're about out of time. Would you like to just direct listeners to the petition, and just quickly explain how they can actually take action on this? Is really important.
People can go to democracyisforpeople.org. democracyisforpeople.org, sign the petition and take action and call the White House. We delivered over 850,000 petition signatures yesterday in support of this. So it's democracyisforpeople.org and call the White House and tell them to act. That number,
I've got it right here. We'll put it up on the website. It's 1-888-894-6720. Or you could just use the general. I understand that you can use that general number, the 202. But in any case, we could get that up on the website. And listeners can actually take action on this. The idea of corporations being able to influence wars of choice is terrifying indeed. Thank you so much. My guest has been Jonah Minkoff-Zern, campaign co-director with Democracy is for People at Public Citizen. This has been Air Cascadia for Wednesday, November 11, 2015. Tony Dean engineered the show today. Thanks, Tammy. And Kathleen Stevenson is, of course, the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre.